Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gable Redson. I'm on the grid, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Countdown to kickoff is on potentially Big Ben Roethlisberger's last ever home game in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're going to break it down. Dave Sharapan steps up and in, and I have a feeling he's going to be decked out in Steeler gear this evening. We've got Coach James Young stepping up and in. We've got the Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart ready to rock and roll. Quick college basketball pick right now. Cam tipping off right now. At 6 o'clock, Townsend. Townsend. Townsend, 9-1 ATS in the last 10, taking on Drexel tonight. So we've got Townsend money line tonight, Cam. A little early, little early college basketball action. You know, just tipped off.
I'm gonna ride it with you. Small play. You know what? Townsend's always been good to me, but that's tough because the Drexel Dragons have been a friend too. It's like I got no problem with either of these teams, but yeah, no, it's good, Gabe. I bet it too. Let's do this. Let's start the night off right. Small play on Townsend. I didn't even think about this game, to be honest with you. I got prop bets going. You'd be impressed. I put a couple prop bets in the NBA for tonight. Got a couple prop bets for the football game. So I'm ready to rock.
Yeah, I wanted to get in a couple of prop bets earlier in the day in the NBA camp, specifically Vucevic, double-double. It's now minus 3,200 last week it was like minus one. People were complaining. Oh, it's minus 140. Oh, double double. Minus 150. Minus 155. I think now it's minus 275. Minus 290. Okay, yeah. We'll check in. Like it's basically, yeah, that's they're pricing us out. They're pricing us out of the double double territory. So I look forward to seeing what you got for NBA props. But that's right, Cam. Drexel right now. You know, these guys are red hot right now. 9-1 ATS on the season. Some impressive wins. They're playing some good basketball. 9-4 straight up, 11-2 on the season ATS. Drexel are 5-5 straight up, 5-4 ATS. You know, you look at Drexel's schedule, and they've struggled with some pretty bad teams along the way here. I mean, they're coming off a loss. They lost to Abilene Christian, Cam. They got beat down by Abilene Christian, all right? So, like, you know,
that's never good.
They lost by 12 to Jacksonville State. You know, it's not the best Drexel team. It's not the best Drexel team. They did beat St. Joe's. They lost by 15 at Syracuse. But, yeah, nevertheless, so that's our early play here. Get the party started. We got a bunch of props, too, and we got Monday Night Football tonight. And I'll tell you what, Cam, right after you and Kevin rode off into the sunset yesterday, we were discussing the playoff scenarios. And as soon as we saw the Browns were eliminated from the playoffs, I was like, wow, the Browns are eliminated. And they were still minus three. And I said, man, there's no way this is going to stay at three. They're done. They're not, you know, I mean, they're eliminated. And talk about a big point spread swing, man. Right now, Cam, FanDuel, -2.5. So that's a 5.5-point swing. Now it does Pittsburgh -2.5.
Now I'm very interested in Cleveland, and we can get both of these teams at plus money. I understand it's Big Ben's final game at the big ketchup bottle there, but I'm going to tell you something, man. You're going to give me 2.5. I'll get it to 3 with Cleveland. I think Cleveland wants nothing more than to ruin the party. These teams hate each other. They hate each other.
Well, I've said it before, and I've said it again. Yeah, just because a team needs to win a game doesn't mean they will. That's one thing that is true.
You got it.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it with the Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart. Let's do this thing. Countdown to kickoff is on. We've got an early college basketball pick for you. Townsend on the money line at Drexel. Coach James Young will join us. We'll break down the NBA props tonight. A very busy NBA card. Monday night football playoffs are around the corner. 1 week remaining of regular season play. And, of course, one of the big matchups this week, Cam. Chargers and Raiders.
Yeah,
and we'll sort of start off backwards here. You know, normally, Monday Night Football, I'm going to the back end of the rotation here, Cam. The last game That's on fine. The board with the Chargers and the Raiders. And I bring this up because you can't make this stuff up, man. But the Raiders had another player arrested today drunk driving. This guy passed out outside a casino in Vegas this morning in
he's
his car. And yeah, I'd give Hobbs a little bit of leeway if it was like, all right, he was in the parking lot. He wasn't driving. Yeah. He came out. He sat down. No, he was on the off ramp of a casino parking lot. Like his car stopped and he was passed out.
Here's an idea. If you're going to be wasted in your car, why don't you just fall asleep in the park? Like, don't move. I'm not going to say even do that. Like, the best move is to go home with an Uber driver. But I'm saying,
Here's a better idea. Call an Uber.
The vehicle. Yes. Like, why are you moving your car when you're drunk? Like, call somebody. I can't move. I can't see. I'm wasted. Leave the car in its parking spot. Go back and get it the next day. That's what regular humans do.
You're not Herb Tarlick. You're not Herb Tarlick. I can't walk, so I better drive. All right?
That's exactly. Those days are gone, Bradsy. Those days are gone.
You would figure, though, like, did the Raiders ever tell them after, okay, listen, guys, please do not drink and drive?
Like, they probably did.
But this is all Mayock, bro, and Gruden. Gruden's already gone. Mayock's got to go. So you drafted Ruggs and he killed someone. You drafted Arnett and he threatened to kill someone with a gun a couple of weeks ago on video.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hobbs is a rookie. I mean, I know. Are you doing any sort of background check? Or are you purposely going out of your way and saying, let's get a bunch of drug driving psychopaths?
Are you telling me Hunter Renfro is the Night Stalker?
He might be.
I don't know. For all I know,
Zay Jones is running an ecstasy ring in Vegas right now.
What are the odds?
He's playing good football, Zay. He's playing good football.
He is. He is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. I'm Morenci. We're kicking it with a Ranger and Eddie. Cam Stewart. All right. So the reason I brought up, the Hobbs stuff, he's an idiot. It is what it is. But the thing is, Cam, he's actually pretty good. And he's a starter. They're running out of bodies, bro. You know what I mean? There's only so many guys that can get arrested. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like before, it's like, all right, we got a problem now. Like, dude, he made four tackles for them the other day. He was a starting cornerback. Like, he's playing. And now you're playing the Chargers. So what do you do, Kev? Do you play the guy? I think they're going to play the guy. So I guess the Raiders' new policy is if you don't kill someone, you get to play. Right? Like, that's their new thing.
You figure most people.
Yeah. You figure most teams be like, yeah, listen, we already had a guy kill someone this year drunk driving. We can't play this kid that just got arrested for drunk driving, passed out in his car. Yeah,
let's call it up for
what
it is. If they didn't have a must-win game against the Chargers, he's not playing.
No, they cut him. They would have cut him already. You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead, they said, we're looking into the matter. We want more
information. What's more to look into? Wasted? Ramp? You know, it doesn't take Colombo to figure
that's a good point, Cap. If they were 6-10 right now, I'd be like, yeah, we released him. Like, he's been released.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Exactly.
It's like, wow, we're playing for a playoff spot, and, you know, what are we going to do? Right? It's one of those what are we going to do moments. But I tell you what, I've been riding the Raiders. I love the Raiders this week. I talked about the Madden bump that I thought they were going to get. They just find a way. This team has a ton of heart, but I think it's the end of the line for them. And I just wanted to bring it up now because I don't think this 3 is going to remain there, Cam.
Who knows what else the Raiders will do?
I think it'll go up to 3.5. And especially Matt, like, we can't wait to kick off on Sunday night because everyone's going to jump in on the Chargers. Probably going to close at like 4, 4.5 this game.
I agree. I think it might close at 4.5. Yeah, 5. I know it's kind of a dead number, but I agree 100%. Listen to the Chargers too. I just think they're a better team than the Raiders, but good on you. And I saw the same thing, Marenzi. I'm like, the Colts are favored by 6.5. Okay. And maybe Ellinger was going to play. So Carson Wentz, the line goes up to 8.5 before kickoff. Are you like, Indianapolis -8.5. You said it. Like, it's Raiders. Like, you take the Raiders. They've been gritty all year, but there's only so much. Only so much bad press. Only so much you could take. Chargers are a better team. Eckler's back. They probably should take care of business.
And they got to win the game, essentially, at 3 right now. There's a difference between getting 7 and all this.
Yes, yes. Money line is $1.50 right now. Don't screw around with any spreads. Just lay the juice. And you know what? I don't even mind doing it because the thing is, if they win by 3 or 4 and it's 4.5, we'll be disappointed. Actually, it's funny. After we talked about this, I just clicked on the Chargers money line.
I think you know, we're on to something. That's why I actually want to go backwards on this because I think I think there's going to be line movement along the way here. And ultimately as well, I've been a big Raider backer too. I've ripped their organization, but I respect the hell out of the guys in the room that haven't done anything stupid and keep just grinding through and keep losing teammates every week and coaches every week and still finding a way. But I think the Chargers are just too much. I mean, how are you going to deal with it? Like, you've got Eckler, you've got Herbert. It's too much to deal with, I think, here. And it's not really much of a road trip. It's like no weather conditions for the Chargers or anything rolling into Vegas. So I'm liking the Chargers. I'm liking the Chargers.
Another thing is, people don't even think about it. Vegas has a home field advantage. Charger fans are happy to go just to Vegas for the weekend. And, hey, it's Sunday night football. Take Monday off. Let's get wasted. Have a great weekend in Vegas. Like, that's the whole thing. Remember the last time?
I've lived in Los Angeles and Las Vegas. Las Vegas is basically a suburb party place for L.A.
Yes.
Everyone in Vegas is from L.A. You know this.
Yes.
Dude, like, honestly, like, On a given weekend, you know, all the hotels and all that, it's literally like 40% Californians that are in there.
There's more California plates than Nevada plates when me and you were there.
Yes.
All California plates.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, but I don't know. You know what? They're all Raider fans from the LA days.
That's kind of interesting.
They're not Charger fans. They're not San Diego plates. I never seen two. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You know, see, SDSU, there's a few of them, but You hear what I'm saying. All right, so we got Monday Night Football tonight. Interesting situation. So you remember when the Detroit Lions and the Pittsburgh Steelers had that tie, and it seemed like, wow, that's really going to screw Pittsburgh. These ties actually help you late because they're better than a loss. Yep. Right? They're better than a loss. So the Pittsburgh Steelers come in alive here tonight. They got to win this football game, and then they got to go into Baltimore and win the football game after Cam. They're up against it because, you know, Baltimore's not going to roll over for these guys. And I'm not so sure Cleveland roll over tonight for them. Baker Mayfield might play well now that the pressure's off. I don't know. I don't know how Cleveland react to this. I don't know. I think they're going to give the ball to Chubb a million times. And
I agree.
But Pittsburgh aren't going to go down easy, Cam. They've got a lot of pride. Tomlin's never had a losing record before. this, I do believe this is Ben's last home game. I think this is it for him. So it's not something I want to get in front of, man.
I don't mind getting in front of it. I just think when you're laying a three and now you're getting 2.5, you talk about it. A 5.5-point swing is major. And this isn't COVID stuff. This is just Big Ben's farewell party, Pittsburgh. And I'll tell you one thing. Cleveland plays Pittsburgh well. Remember when they annihilated Pittsburgh when Pittsburgh got cocky? It's just one of those things. Like, Cleveland will be at their best. Actually, I love the role of spoiler. I think teasers with Cleveland to +9.5. Hey, if you got Pittsburgh plus earlier, good on you. You don't need to do anything with this game. But I'm saying, with now that Cleveland's basically a +2.5, +3, I think that's the way to go with the game. I think Cleveland's going to win this game, Gabe. That's just my opinion. I think they're going to play spoiler, and it's crazy. On Big Ben night at the big ketchup bottle, I think Cleveland is actually going to win this football game and send the fans home angry tonight. That's just my take. I'm going to do some teasers as well because I like the 9.5.
Yeah, I already teased it last night, actually. The old to get ahead of everything, Cam, with the Packers.
Yeah.
So, and I knew – I basically – listen, like we said, we
Sean
we talked – yeah. We talked about it with Joe Ranieri yesterday. I wanted to get a head start on this. And I knew the number was going to move. So I got it when it was at 1. So I was +1 still. Because, you know, we were on the air. All my money was tied up. And it was like, boom. Then it went to, like, as soon as basically like an hour later, it went. So I got the Browns at +1. And then I jumped in on the teasers. So, excuse me, the Steelers. Steelers +1. Yeah. So I've got the Steelers at +8 right now. Come, and I already hit the Packers side of it. So I just need the Steelers +8 tonight. And if Cleveland wins, I don't think they're going to roll them tonight. I think it's going to be a close game.
I do too. This is not the Cleveland team where they blew them away. They don't really have the same parts. I think Cleveland, though, I just think Stefanski, for a guy that gets so much credit in like the numbers community, it's like what we talk about, Gabe. Sometimes you got to go old school. I've never seen a coach go away from Nick Chubb more than this guy. Guy's averaging like 9 yards a carry in a game. Okay, let's just stop giving it to Chubb. Let's do a couple trick plays with Baker Mayfield. Are you an idiot? Nick Chubb's one of the best running backs in the league. And if you run him all the time, Cleveland, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Cleveland would have a playoff spot locked up. Horrible coaching by the Browns this year. You said it too. Baker Mayfield with the death threats and stuff, now that they're in the playoffs, I bet he plays a little bit looser tonight, plays better.
Death threat stuff is stupid.
It is. Whatever. It's stupid.
No, but number one, how many death threats did he really get? Number one. And who cares? Everybody gets death threats. Like, not every player brings them up. And you know what I mean? Baker, he's just always looking. It's always just sort of an excuse. It's always that, oh, I'm not 100%. I've never been so beat up. Oh, I'm getting death threats. You don't know. Like, it's always something. Every quarterback. So you get death threats. What do you think black quarterbacks go through?
Probably
Cam
worse.
Newton used to get football to kids, and people want to kill him, right?
Yeah, no, you're
right. Yeah, man, and he did the Superman stuff. So, like, Baker Mayfield, he's always playing the victim with this stuff. Whatever, dude, I've gotten death threats. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Ooh, big deal. Maybe I can't do the show. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
That's good.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember my girlfriend going on Twitter, leave him alone. He's doing
leave Gabe alone.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
He's doing his best. Hey, Baker, you're on every second damn commercial on TV. You're making tens of millions of dollars, and you suck. And then you're surprised that, like, you want to be in the you don't want to get death threats? I don't know. Go become a farmer. You know, go milk some cows, bro, or something.
I can't believe he's in the Heisman commercial. It's embarrassing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morency kicking it. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Oh, look at him. Poor Baker. Poor Baker. I got to go to another TV commercial. No one likes me, but where's my check?
It's embarrassing for guys like Bo Jackson and Eddie George and something like we're doing.
Oh, you got to be in the house with this guy.
Yeah. It's like, what's Baker Mayfield doing in the Heisman house? Get out of here.
He should be the Heisman house. You can live in the
He should be the butler.
With Craig James.
Yeah. They should have the Heisman
in the backyard.
Yeah. Heisman hut. Mayfield. Hey, guys. Can I get you some drinks?
You're right. If me and Cam are writing that commercial, basically, Cam, we like a big rainstorm and you have Baker Mayfield knocking. Hey, guys, can I come in? Sorry, Baker. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, Baker. Party's over.
It's like Rudy. Hey, can I come to the Super Bowl? No, there's no room. You're too small.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you can't fit in the Nissan, Baker. Sorry. Stay in your hut.
All right. Let's bring in a coach. Coach James Young. Let's talk some NBA basketball. How you doing, Coach? You all right?
I'm fine. Baker Mayfield may not be fine if he's listening, pregame. I mean, you guys are roasting him. I mean, listen, maybe him and Mariota should be hanging out, and they should push the Nissan, like a Nissan Sentra, to kind of push that thing from behind and put some of the guys that actually deserve their Heisman in the car.
I agree.
I agree with Ryan C. in our chat, who says, I deal with bigger psychopaths in the chat than this guy does, and I'm not making any more money Baker Mayfield is. So I'm supposed to feel sorry for this guy. I'm supposed to feel sorry for him, but all right. It is what it is. All right, so let's get into the association tonight. I don't know if you guys know this, but I guess DeMar DeRozan's a pretty good basketball player. And it's pretty comical, though. That DeMar DeRozan, like Kyle Lowry was like one of the best players and one of the biggest competitors in the NBA for years with the Toronto Raptors, and he sucked, right? And then he goes to the Miami Heat, and it's like the media, the Miami Heat got one of the best point guards in the league. They're going to win the title now. It's just like he's just unbelievable. Now DeMar DeRozan's unbelievable what he's doing. I remember, Coach, wasn't it just like, I don't know, 3 months ago that everybody, DeMar's just long-range two-point shooter. Right? Can't hit a three and all this other crap. But now, and good for DeMar, the guy's playing, like, with a chip on his shoulder. He's really doing something special right now. So, hey, let's just jump in with that game. So, they're laying 14 points to the Orlando Magic tonight. I almost just want to keep it simple here, Coach. Give me DeMar DeRozan over 25.5 points and Franz Wagner over 18.5 points.
Well, I mean, they are playing the, what I call the Orlando Tragic, because that thing is a train wreck over there. They're giving so many points. Here's the thing. Orlando is on a back-to-back, and they actually had the Celtics dead in the water. I don't know how I can even say that. What a straight face. People in Boston should be going crazy what's going on with that franchise. But if you look at it, it is a lot of points. Maybe Orlando shows up a little bit. They're getting more guys back. I went with the other superstar, one of the other superstars on Chicago. I went with Zach LaVine, 4+3s, and the Bulls win at +240. If you look at it, he's hit 4 more threes in 5 out of the last 6 games. Orlando, bottom 5 in 3-point percentage defense. They're bottom 5 in 3-point, threes allowed. And they're on a back-to-back. So I think he comes out slugging early. But anything that involves the big stars, I would take it, because the other thing about Orlando is they play absolutely zero defense.
One thing about Orlando, we got to get to our boy Vucevic as well, but Cam, you and I were talking about 10-day contracts. Yeah. They had 9 guys the other day, Orlando.
Yeah, every
like it's literally YMCA like meeting. They don't even know each other. Like the players are meeting each other for the first time and stuff. I mean, this season's kind of whacked right now. But let's see. So what's the double-double up to right now? Let's see, to record a double-double. Yeah, -270, Coach, for Vucevic. Oh, remember last week and we were getting -140 and -150? -270 tonight. So I'm just going over the 30.5 points and rebounds tonight for him.
I think that's a good play. Usually you guys know I like to take the player performance doubles. I was getting Vucevic at plus money like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. It's -180. It doesn't even make sense for me to touch that. So, if you want to take boost, don't worry about a player performance double. Just take him with the points and rebounds, because he's going to get the touches and he's going to rebound like an absolute madman. So take it in that approach if you want to take Vucevic tonight. Stay away from the player performance double, because it's not going to pay you anything at -180.
All right, so DeMar DeRozan's 25.5, and Franz Wagner actually went down. He's 17.5 right now. 17.5 for Wagner, 25.5 for DeRozan. Coach likes, coach says Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine's also 25.5. Cam, what are your props? Maybe not this game, but you said you've got some NBA props ready to go. I've got a triple-double at nice plus money that I want to get to. But what do you got for us, Cam?
Well, I'm going to go off the board a little bit. I'm going to ride in the Washington Wizards game, kind of playing a little bit better. I like Kyle Kuzma tonight. His number's 18.5. And have you been looking what this guy's been doing lately? He's been absolutely ripping it up, 32, 35. Like, I just that name popped up. He's my guy tonight. I'm riding. Me and Kyle Kuzma, we're riding together, baby. Let's roll. I'm on you, Kuzma. It's a big play, too. I'm telling you, Marenzi, the guy's hot, and I'm going to take it. Kyle Kuzma.
I like to see you wearing like Kyle Kuzma sweaters and stuff. You seen this guy's wardrobe? Oh, it's out there. It's out there. Hey, coach, dude, I saw him roll in the other day, and
he's a different cat.
Come on. Like, how can not everyone in the room just start laughing when he walks in sometimes like this? He had like an oversized sweater down. Like, I was like, dude, like, come on, man. It's like he's rolling in with the handbags and, you know, the man purses. The guy's a baller, though, so whatever.
Yeah.
But, coach, you seem to approve of the prop play.
Yes, and I do. And here's what I did, and I think Cam may like this. Now, his over-under, like you said, Cam, is 18.5. If you took Kyle Kuzma 20-plus, one more point, and the Wizards to win, it's plus 310.
Yeah,
I mean, think about it. I mean, he's hitting the last three games. He's a second option for the Wizards without Dinwiddie and without Montrezl Harrell. Lots of points scored tonight, and Charlotte's on a back-to-back. And you know they play zero defense. So you know they just gave up about 4,000 points last night. So you know that there's going to be a lot of points scored today. So I like Kuzma. If I did with him in a player performance double at plus 310, I don't know why they're only 1.5-point favorites at home. So I just put it together for them to win 20-plus, plus 310.
I like it.
You know what's whack, though? The Hornets, they don't play defense, but their totals are so high, coach. They're actually 5-0 to the under in their last five.
Interesting.
It just creeped in under last night, right? But the total was 234 or whatever, and they got to 233, I believe, 232, 233. So they're actually 5-0 to the under. Hornets have won 3 of their last 4. Washington have lost 3 of their last 4. Washington are 4-1 to the over. What about the sides of this game, guys? Any opinion, coach, on who's going to win the game? We're sort of focused more in on the props. I've almost given up on who wins NBA games. I'm all about the props. But what about who's going to win the game?
Well, I like Washington. That's why I took the player performance double, because I think Washington wins the game. And if you want to take a look at Washington as a money line, it's only, you know, minus 120. So you're not laying that much. So I would take it as a money line just in case it's a one-point game. You know, you get it at minus 120. As regards to the over-under, the reason why they're not hitting is not because of their defense has been terrible. They're not scoring as much as the Wizards. So I think that number at 230.5 is a little bit high. I don't know if I would touch that. I would just go with the Washington Wizards to win just because that Charlotte's on a back-to-back, and I just don't see them with that fast-paced style being able to do it on back-to-back nights.
I like to see a competition between Snoop Dogg and the Houston Rockets. Who can burn through paper quicker? The Rockets through money or Snoop Dogg through rolling papers? Because the Rockets are 1-9 straight up and against the spread in their last 10 games. The Rockets are also 8-1 of the over in their last 9.
No
you get
Wood.
The Sixers. Yes, no Wood. No Wood. The no Wood was Porter not Jr. good, Cam. He's been disciplined.
No, the wood in Denver, very wet wood, soggy wood, bad wood.
I don't know. Wood seemed to piss him off last week, too.
Wet wood. That's not good.
He's upsetting the coaching staff, coach. I don't know if you've seen this. I don't know what he's done, but hey, at least he didn't take his clothes off like Antonio Brown and walk off the court.
Exactly.
I guess that's a step up, you know.
Hey, but listen to this, guys. I looked at the Sixers. And I was like, you know, I'm just thinking, I'm like, man, they don't really blow anybody out ever. I actually went back their last 20 games. They've won by 13 more than once. It was actually 3 games ago. They blew out Washington, Cam.
Yeah.
Last 20 games, bro, they've only won by more than 13 points once. Philadelphia are pretty flaky. I don't know. Weird game tonight. You guys trust anybody here? You think the Sixers roll them?
No, I me personally, I don't trust them. Look, the Sixers are 1-8 against the spread their last 9 home games. They're 1-10 against the spread as a favorite in their last 11. I don't trust them enough on a side, so I just went with this. Okay, Houston, bad team, plays no defense. They should definitely lose. So Isis is like, hey, let me find a prop in a player performance double that just gets me the plus money. Seth Curry, 15 plus, Philadelphia to win, plus 100. I just went right with that because I get concerned about the fact, the amount of playing time some of these guys are going to get. So I'm hoping that they jump out to a lead early, Seth gets his points, get him the hell out of there, and he hits that plus 100.
I got a guy for you, Morency. See, I'm digging deep on these props too. Jashaun Tate on Houston. He's been good. He's not even playing too many. He made 25, 29, 22 points, 18, 16, 11. He had one game with 4. Other than that, his worst performance is 12. This guy's on fire, man, and his prop is pretty low. I'm going to hit the Tate train. Somebody's got to score for Houston tonight.
Maybe no one does.
Seems like a good number, though. I think I'm going to roll with it.
All right, we'll break down. We'll get into Memphis and Brooklyn. Should be a very entertaining basketball game tonight. The Grizzlies are red hot.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I'm Morency. We're kicking it. Coach James Young with us, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Dave Sharapan will join us straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll get to tonight's Monday night football game, potentially Big Ben Roethlisberger's last home game in Pittsburgh. No guarantees, but I think it probably is. But we'll get into that. All right, let's get into a big-time game here tonight, the Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis Grizzlies and the Brooklyn Nets. Nets are laying 6.5 right now. Total is 230. Memphis are plus 220 on the money line, and Brooklyn are minus 270. And Brooklyn have struggled at home a little bit, guys. Here, the Nets have lost their last 3 home games, and this is something that's quite surprising, actually. When you look at the Nets, they don't play well against good teams, guys. They're 0-6 against the Bulls, the Bucks, the Heat, Golden State, and Phoenix. So, in other words, in other words, all right, you lose to good teams. Memphis are a good team. And I don't know. I'm starting to really buy into Memphis for real. I think Ja Morant is just that special. It's also pretty weird, too. Memphis have won 4 straight against Brooklyn. They've won 5 of the past 6 against Brooklyn as well. And, oh, yeah, they're 14-4 in their last 18 basketball games. And how about Ja Morant right now, guys? He got upset because people said, oh, they're better without him, and they're 10-2 without him.
Yeah,
and he shut his Twitter down. He said, screw you all. And, exactly, Cam. Over his last 4 games, he's averaging 30.6 points per game. And, in fact, he scored 30 or more in 3 straight games for the first time in his career, guys. It's 26.5 tonight for Ja Morant. What do you make of this game, Coach? He's getting 6.5 with the Grizz.
I think the game is dangerous for the Grizz. Here's the thing. The Nets are 1-9 against the spread their last 10 home games. But if you locally in this area, Kevin Durant went off on the media after their loss to the Clippers. I think they're in a bad mood. Kyrie comes back in 2 days. I'm still scared of the points. So if I were to play this, I would play it 1 of 2 ways. Both with James Harden. If you want to go the safe route, go 25 plus Nets to win, and I believe that's plus money. It's plus 122. Or you go 30 plus James Harden, and the Nets win plus 250. James Harden has scored 30 points or more in his last 4 games. 34, 33, 39, 36. He's going to come out slugging. Him and Durant try and carry this game. So I don't know if the Nets cover. I think they find a way to win the game in a really great basketball game tonight.
What do you think, Cam? I you know what? I respect the Nets and stuff, but you just said something, Coach. Kyrie comes back Wednesday. I think they've got their eye on that a little bit, and Memphis are going to come in here fired up. Memphis are just that. They're like the Bengals, Cam, to me. Memphis are a bunch of young killers. They don't care about experience. They don't care about reputation. They're just going to beat your ass. And look what they did last year in that bubble stuff. Remember the play-in and everything? It went on the road.
Yeah,
they
beat that's when they went
guys.
On fire.
They go to Golden State.
Yep.
Like, they're not intimidated, these guys, by big star players. I think they want to make a statement tonight, Memphis. I'm taking the 6.5 points, guys. But I'm taking Harden over 10.5 assists. I'm taking Harden to have a triple-double at nice plus money. I'm taking Ja Morant over 26.5 points scored. And I'm taking the Memphis Grizzlies plus the points, Cam. What you got in this one?
I haven't bet the game yet, but I have two of the same props as you do. I think you got blindly got to bet Morant right now. The guy is on fire. He's just ripping it up right now. And for Memphis to be in this game, he's going to have to go off for 30-plus. 26.5 seems like a fair price. And I'm going to do the exact same with James Harden. I think we're going to have points on his end too. So, yeah, we're reading each other's mail. I just haven't I haven't pulled the trigger on the game yet.
Grizzlies, I'm just adding up my plays here. Grizzlies, I got to buy that half point, make it 7.
I can't believe I'm playing props like you. Like, I only play usually like one or like props, like whatever. Tonight I'm going like prop deep. Like, I just hope it's a good night or else, yeah, like I'm right into the prop pool tonight. Let's rock.
All right, now the games get a little. Yeah.
I would say this, if there's another guy you like on the Grizzlies, look at Jaren Jackson Jr. That's going to be a bad matchup for whoever the four is for the Nets, if they're going to play Steven Adams and Jaren Jackson Jr. It's 17.5 minus 112. That's a gettable number. You can see Jaren Jackson go off, and if they move him to the five and make him as a small ball five, there's a sneaky little prop here with him getting a double-double at plus money. So take a look at that. He doesn't rebound a ton, but depending on how the Nets play their matchups, maybe you get Jaren Jackson to play as a small ball five, and his double-double is a plus 500 right now. Take a look at it. Maybe put a couple of bucks on it.
I was looking at him earlier, actually, as well, Coach, but it's one of these deals where I can't play everybody. Yeah. I'm going to try to, but we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. It's almost unfair that the Pistons have to play the Bucks, and it seems like they played them all the time, and they get murdered all the time. But how about this, guys? So the Bucks haven't lost since December the 18th. They're averaging 124 points over those games. They played the Pistons. They've beaten them by an average margin of 24.5. You dig down deeper, guys. The Bucks are 10-0. They've won 10 straight. They're 10-0 straight up in the last 10, 8-2 against the spread against the Pistons. The Bucks are 5-1 of the over in their last five. And, oh, yeah, the Pistons are 2-18 straight up in their last 20 games. A lot of times, Cam, you'd say, oh, look at it. There's a lot of points, a lot of points. But Milwaukee just enjoy killing teams, bro. That's what they do.
Yep, they do. This game, man, like, that's the thing about Milwaukee. The Pistons are just, sometimes they've been good to me. They've been good to me. This is hard. 17.
I don't know how good to you they've been, actually.
They've been good. They've been good as a dog. Like, sometimes in the money line, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't remember them being all that good.
Actually, you're right. It's happened in spurts. They broke in my heart. They made us money. They broke my heart. They made us money. You're right. It's like, I don't know. Do you trust them to cover 17? Like, that's a lot of points, man.
No, I don't. And I don't want to spend too much time on a game, but no, I think it's the Bucks or pass. I think that, in fact, I think the Bucks murder them, Coach. I think the Bucks win by 25 points or something.
Uh-oh.
I think, the Bucks were in a little bit of a tight game with the Pelicans, and then they blew them out in the second half. Let's see if they get off to a good start. Here's my thing is I'm worried about playing any kind of props to the starters because they're not going to play a ton of minutes. So you got to look at someone like the only guy of the starters that you can play points for. I can't believe I say this because I can't stand Duke. Is Grayson Allen's is 10.5 and it's plus money. I can't stand
Ted Cruz.
Allen. I can't bet
Ted
it.
Cruz.
I can't do it.
He does look like Ted Cruz. It's unbelievable. You're right. He's a Ted Cruz.
No, he's a dead ringer for Ted Cruz.
Yeah, just a little skinnier. Like his face. Yeah, Ted Cruz is not more of a bigger melon, but you're right. They got the exact same.
And of course,
face.
Ted Cruz tries to ride it like a politician would ride everything. And even Grayson Allen's like, I don't really want to be known as the guy that looks like Ted Cruz.
Exactly.
I know. I feel the same way too, Coach. I can't help myself. Like, I'm like, Luke Kennard.
I love it.
I'm like, yeah, Luke Kennard.
We always fade those guys from Duke. Like, we take their unders. It's the best.
I can't do it. I can't do it. It's interesting, but I can't do it.
Who's the other one? Mason Plumlee, under 8.5. That's been a popular play.
Kate Cunningham's playing. Kate Cunningham is playing.
Good.
Washington Wizards are starting Beal, Caldwell Pope, Abjija, Kuzma, and Gafford. So I wanted to ask about what's the deal with Valanciunas and the Pelicans? They've got a million injuries and stuff like that, right?
They got a bunch of guys out. You know, he may be back tonight because he's not. You know, and here's the thing about Valanciunas. If you like him, I mean, I love his play. You know, he's going to rebound a ton, so you always look at his rebounding props. But now that he's missed some games, always take a look at who his replacement is. And his replacement is Willie Hernangómez, and Willie Hernangómez is sneaky good rebounder. Now, here's the question. They're playing
the conditioning, always, Utah. Right? When guys come back, it's always that conditioning.
You're playing Utah, and his Valanciunas' rebounds is 10.5. So that's a tricky one because of the fact of how well Gobert rebounds. So I would stay away from Valanciunas because usually the first game out of COVID protocol, they don't really get going. So if you want to touch something of Valanciunas, touch maybe the rebounds, but I wouldn't touch the points, which is 16.5. I wouldn't touch that.
I like Powell later, guys. 22.5 for Norman Powell with everybody out for Portland. Here's the odds boost tonight at FanDuel. Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, and DeMar DeRozan to score 90-plus points combined. It's an interesting one.
90.
So basically, an average of 30 each.
That's a lot.
DeRozan's not a 35 guy, and that's the thing.
No, he's a 20.
He's incredibly consistent. Guy. He tops out at 27. Now he's up to 27, 28-ish, but yeah, DeRozan's not going off for a 50 spot. Harden's the one going off with Brooklyn. And Joel Embiid, that game could be a blowout. And Embiid is a weird dude, man. He could have 14 points and 20 rebounds. He might have 30 points. He's very all over the place, Embiid, in my opinion, coach. I'm not in love with this.
I
don't like it either because you have two blowout games. Philadelphia should be a blowout, and Chicago should be a blowout. So now you're talking about these guys playing less minutes than normal, probably maybe not even playing the fourth quarter, and you need them to get to 30 and three quarters. I don't see it. I don't think FanDuel gave you enough. If they would have boosted this to like 250, yeah, maybe I would jump in. But just giving me 50 more cents for two blowout games, which I don't see either one getting to 30, I'd pass on it.
All right, before we get you out of here, Coach, one of the biggest disappointments in the NBA this year has to be the Atlanta Hawks. You look at this, you look at the roster tonight that Portland are rolling out here. How do Atlanta not win this game? Do you like the Hawks minus the 4.5? I do. I think the Hawks get it done tonight.
I do like the
Portland
Hawks,
are terrible. And they're a gutless team.
Portland's
they're done. And here's the thing. Interesting prop. I was talking to someone, Justin Huntsman, who's really smart at bringing on analytics. He says that Portland traps on ball screens more than anybody in the association. Who runs the most high ball screens? Atlanta. That means Trae Young. So I took Trae Young double-double, Hawks to win at plus 144. Or if you want to, you can just look at 10.5 assists and getting money juiced. It's like plus 112. I would take that. I think Trae Young gets a bunch of assists tonight, getting guys involved, and I'm going to take the player performance double because it gives me more plus money because I think they win in Portland.
All right, last odds boost to ask you about, Coach. Connor McDavid to have 2-plus points. And, Cam, are you down with the NHL odds boost? You're gonna recommend it for the coach?
The Rangers have been pretty, I got to say this. Edmonton tonight, I like it. Zibanejad to get a point, yes. Connor McDavid, 2? Meh.
That's asking a lot.
He's going to get 1. Yeah, you know what? I lean that way. I lean that way. But it's tough. Draisaitl might get a couple. Hyman, I don't know. I like it, but I'm sorry, Gabe. I need more than plus 200. I'm like the coach. I want 3-1.
And we got a college basketball odds boost up as well here. It's a favorite. So what has to happen here? Iowa needs to beat Maryland. So what's the college basketball odds boost here tonight? All right, so Purdue to beat Wisconsin.
Yes.
The Ducks to beat Colorado and Iowa to beat Maryland.
Ooh.
Wow, it's pretty chalky, huh? Only plus 100.
Well, Purdue? What was it? Chalky. Iowa and who?
Yeah, Purdue is playing hosting Wisconsin.
Yes.
The Ducks are hosting the Colorado Buffaloes and Iowa are hosting Maryland.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, coach, your thumbs up for this one?
Take it. And I'm taking Connor McDavid. Rangers on the back-to-back. I'm taking the Bruins. Let's go Oilers
tonight too. Yeah, go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, the Ducks game has been canceled, Cam. The odds boost is done.
Oh.
Just like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that game might have been postponed before because all those Pac-12 games, they got a real COVID problem in Pac-12 basketball. Like Arizona. Is that Arizona-Washington game going off? Yeah, it's still there at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. That game's still on the board.
Okay, well, you're right. Okay.
It's what's the point spread, Tori? What is it? It's 24.5 points.
Wildcats. Yeah, they're good, man. The Huskies have fallen.
They haven't played since that Tennessee loss, actually.
I know. Washington.
Arizona.
Oh, God. What happened to that program?
They're bad,
man. They are terrible. Like, what is that? Okay, I got something to say. Washington sports football team, declined. Basketball team, like.
Yeah, that university's got problems.
Washington, I hope you've got scholars because your sports teams are down the crapper right now. Like, you guys are in the toilet. You used to be the best at everything, always competing in the Pac-12. Anyway, disgusting.
All right, so you know what? I got most of my action coming up at 7:30 and then for the football
Me
game.
Too.
But I like where you're going with Kuzma. I like where you're going with Kuzma here. So Kyle Kuzma, total points tonight, 18.5 at plus 100 as well. I can live with that. I'll go over 18.5 with Kuzma. That's going to be my play for that game.
Me too. Big play. I love Kuzma.
I don't really have a lot of interest in this Houston and Philadelphia game, to be honest with you. You playing Tate, though, you said?
I'm going to play Tate at 13. I think he's 13.5. Let me take a look here. I got Tate. Yeah, I bet Morant. Tate, 13.5. Yes. Yeah. I'm on
Tate. My guys come up after. I got a lot of plays here for the 7:40 NBA games and props and everything else in between. And we got a bunch of NFL plays as well. What about NHL hockey here, Cam?
I'm taking Edmonton. Delaying a quarter. Rangers have been on fire, beating Tampa Bay back-to-back games. I think this is a spot for Edmonton.
I'm taking the under, 6.5 as well. Oilers any under.
Relax. You don't have to actually play these sports. Just know about them. Keep it here.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.